Unit 3. Traditional Cultures. Lesson 1. Western Traditions. Listening and Speaking. 3. Do's and Don'ts for Dining in a Western Restaurant.
B. Listen and complete.
I heard when dining in a Western restaurant, we have to pay much attention to some do's and don'ts. Exactly. When you want to eat at a Western restaurant, you should first consider making a reservation. If not, then what will happen? You may risk having to wait a long time for a table. Anything else? When eating, the Japanese and some Chinese are in the habit of slurping their food. By doing so, they show their host how much they like the food. Then, how do Westerners respond to this practice?They find eating soup this way most unpleasant. They also consider picking one's teeth and putting on makeup at the table impolite. What about tipping? When it comes to tipping, they just leave some money on the table. The amount is up to you, but it's usually 15 to 20% of the check. I see. 4. What is Boxing Day? B.Listen to the dialogue and complete the answers with the information you hear.
Nicola, you're from England?
Yes, I am.
Okay, now in England you have something called Boxing Day.
Yes, we do.
We don't have that in America. What is Boxing Day?
Well, Boxing Day is always on the 26th of December, the day after Christmas Day.And it was originally called Boxing Day because it was the day in England when the very rich people in Victorian times gave presents to their servants, the day after Christmas. And usually it would be something like money or food. They would give it to them in a small box, and so on December the 26th, servants would receive their boxes, the Christmas boxes, and that's why it was called Boxing Day.
Okay.
Today...People don't really receive money or food so much. Sometimes you give extra tips at Christmas, but Boxing Day has stuck.
What do people do on Boxing Day?
Nothing special. Eat the leftover turkey, turkey sandwiches, watch TV, and in my family, we usually go and watch dog racing.
Reading and writing. 6. Boxing Day.
B.Read the text with these questions in mind.
1. Where did Boxing Day begin?
2. What do people do on Boxing Day today? Boxing Day is on December 26th, the day after Christmas, and is celebrated in Great Britain and in most areas settled by the English, including Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. Despite its name, Boxing Day has nothing to do with pugilistic competition.While the exact origins of the holiday are obscure, it is likely that Boxing Day began in England during the Middle Ages. Some historians say the holiday developed because servants were required to work on Christmas Day, but took the following day off. As servants prepared to leave to visit their families, their employers would present them with gift boxes. Some believe that on the day after Christmas, members of the merchant class...would give boxes containing food and fruit, clothing or money, to tradespeople and servants. The gifts were an expression of gratitude, much like when people receive bonuses from their employer for a job well done today. These gifts, given in boxes, gave the holiday its name, Boxing Day. As time went by, Boxing Day gift-giving expanded to include those who had rendered a service during the previous year.This tradition survives today, as people give presents to tradespeople, mail carriers, doormen, porters, and others who have helped them. Traditionally, Boxing Day is a day when families get together. It is a day of watching sports or playing board games with the family. In the past, hunting was one of the favorite activities on this day, but now it is banned. Today,Boxing Day is spent with family and friends with lots of food and sharing of friendship and love. Government buildings and small businesses are closed, but the malls are open. Shopping is a popular Boxing Day activity, and the malls are usually filled with people taking advantage of after-Christmas bargains. Besides these activities, many businesses, organizations, and families try to keep the traditional spirit of Boxing Day alive by donating their time, services, and money, providing gifts for the poor, or helping an individual family that is in need.
8. Read and recite. For my husband, Amy E. Nelson. I love you with all my heart, right from the very start. Our love grows stronger every day with everything you do and say. Happy Valentine's Day. Our love is here to stay.
Lesson 2. Chinese Traditions. Listening and Speaking. 3. So what exactly is Chinese New Year?
B. Listen and complete.
So what exactly is Chinese New Year?
We celebrate once a year and it's just the same as New Year in Western countries. But we celebrate on different dates every year.
So it's a flexible calendar.
Yes, my grandmother knows it, but I don't. And especially for dinner, we have a special arrangement in the table, like 7 types of dishes, because 7 is a lucky number. Then we get money from our elders.
You get money?
Yes, we get money, but we don't get presents. We get money.
So when you get this money, what do you normally do with it? Are you supposed to buy gifts or to put it away for savings?
I think they want us to just save the money in case for rainy days. But most of my cousins just spend it for buying things like clothes, bags, shoes. But in my family, it's kind of different. Whenever I get money, I just give it to my mother.
For your mom to keep for herself or to save for you?
I don't know. I'm not very good at money, so it's better for me to just give it to my mother and she will handle it.
I think that's a Chinese tradition, isn't it?
Yes.
4. I'll try Chinese alcohol. B. Listen to the dialogue and fill in the blanks.
Good evening, sir. Bourbon on the rock?
No, this time I'll try Chinese alcohol.
What about Maotai, one of the most famous liquors in China? It's good indeed. It never goes to the head.
Do people here drink a lot of liquors?
Some do and some don't. Many people in the north are fond of liquors. I think it has something to do with the climate.
Yes, it has. Have you ever heard Tequila Santa?
Yes, it's a very well-known kind of spirits in Mexico. People drink it with salt and lemon.
Right. It's very strong. Oh, it's good. Are there any other famous Chinese liquors?
Yes, besides Maotai, we have Hu Liang Ye, Fenjiu, Xifeng, and so on.
They say that Shaoxing wine tastes quite good. What's it?
It's rice wine, a kind of still wine, somewhat like Japanese sake.
I see. Thank you for telling me so much. I'll try them next time.
I'm always at your service.
Reading and Writing. 6. Let's have a cup of tea.
B. Read the text with these questions in mind.
1. Why does the writer say that the practice of tea culture can bring the spirit and wisdom of human beings to a higher level?
2. What should we pay attention to when drinking tea?
Tea is an important part of Chinese tradition. As Chinese society developed, tea production has played a role in driving economic development, while tea consumption has remained a practice of daily life. The practice of tea culture can bring the spirit and wisdom of human beings to a higher level. Tea has a very close relationship to Chinese culture, and its study covers a wide field and has very rich content. It not only shows the spirit of civilization, but also the spirit of ideological form. There can be no doubt that it has been beneficial in increasing people's social accomplishments and appreciation of art. The history of Chinese tea is a long story of refinement. Generations of growers and producers have perfected the Chinese way of manufacturing tea and its many unique regional variations. The original idea is credited to the legendary Emperor Shen Nong, who is said to have lived 5,000 years ago. He required, among other things, that all drinking water be boiled as a hygienic precaution. A story goes that one summer day, while visiting a far part of his realm, he and the court stopped to rest, and the servants began to boil water for them to drink. Dried leaves from a nearby bush fell into the boiling water, and a brown thing was infused into the water. The emperor was interested in the new liquid, drank some, and found it very refreshing. And so, tea was created in 2737 BC. The main varieties of Chinese tea are classified as green tea, black tea, oolong tea, white tea, yellow tea, and dark tea. Drinking tea offers many benefits. It refreshes the mind, clears heat within the human body, and helps people lose weight. As you add a cup of tea to your daily routine, please check the following tips which help you achieve the maximum benefits. 1. Drink it hot. 2. Do not drink too much strong tea. 3. The best time to drink is in between meals. 4. Do not drink with medication. 5. Green tea is the best option for office workers. Teacher's World. A. Phonetics.
Would you walk to China if you had the time? Would you walk to China if you had the time? Would you leave at 3:15? Would you walk to China if you had the time? Would you walk to China with me? Of course, I'd walk to China if I had the time. I'd leave at 3:15. Of course, I'd walk to China tomorrow night if I were only free. Why can't you walk to China tomorrow night? Why can't you go to China at 3? Why can't you walk out on your sweet sugar cat and sail to China with me? Well, I have to stay home and take care of my plants, take care of my darling, too. And I'd never walk out on my sweet sugar cat and go to China with you.